Let repentant ones be forgiven. July 8. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. The Lord pardons all who repent of their sins. It is from those who do not repent, those who bolster themselves up in self-confidence, that he turns away. Never will he refuse to listen to the voice of tears and repentance. Never will he turn his face away from the humble soul who comes to him in repentance and sorrow. The church member who believes the Word of God will never look indifferently upon a soul that humbles himself and confesses his sin. Let the repenting one be taken back with rejoicing. Christ came to the world to forgive everyone who says, "I repent. I am sorry for my sin." When a brother says, "God has forgiven me," will you forgive? Clasp his hand, and say, "As I hope to be forgiven, I forgive." After this manner therefore pray ye: Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you, but if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. When the enemy is seeking in every way to destroy, shall church members unite with him to discourage a man who is repentant, and is asking for forgiveness? God has not placed any man as judge. Judge not, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way, that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. And as Jesus passed forth from thence, he saw a man, named Matthew, sitting at the receipt of custom, and he saith unto him, "Follow me." And he arose, and followed him. And it came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, "Why eateth your master with publicans and sinners?" But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, "They that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. But go ye and learn what that meaneth: I will have mercy, and not sacrifice, for I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Will you let this lesson sink deep into your hearts?